Good morning. This is Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have with us Juan Flores, the president of FAUST. How you doing, Juan?
Great. Thank you for having me again in your wonderful program and website.
Well, thank you very much. Actually, you're in the news. It's one of the reasons I was calling you this morning. You've had a milestone. It's a milestone not only for the flooring industry, but I think it's a milestone for the whole situation with the U.S. and China. So you want to tell us real quick your news?
Yes, indeed. It is a great development for the industry in general that is trying to protect business whenever it is, and particularly in the U.S., based on intellectual property, so we can stimulate innovation as well as competition with products both manufactured in China by ourselves, in this case, holding the patents and intellectual property on the innovative embossing register and bevel laminate flooring, or for any Chinese company that want to compete openly in the marketplace in China and outside China. And I think it's important that the rules of the games are clear to all the competitors and all the companies trying to be in the marketplace, particularly in the flooring industry in the U.S. and North America, where we are located. They need to understand that whenever the product is manufactured, they need to respect the intellectual property law, international law, that are protecting innovation and patents covering those innovative features. And this is what this means, a milestone into the reinforcing of intellectual property and patents in China with great repercussions worldwide and particularly in the North American market.
So just to catch some folks up that may not be up to speed on it, because we ran this story, I think, on Floor Daily last week, you actually were awarded a victory in a patent infringement lawsuit that you filed against a company who was infringing on your registered and embossed patent. Is that right?
That is right. Lately in the marketplace, it's not a secret that additional value surface technologies like embossing register and bevel technologies for laminate flooring has been a key development to enhance the different product lines from the different competitors in the marketplace. Within that regard, FAUST owns the only patent portfolio on these surface technologies worldwide, including China. We own a specific portfolio of embossing register bevel patents in China, in coordination with the very same patents that we own in North America and Europe and the rest of the world. In this particular case, this is related to our assertion of our patents from China in a Chinese court at Shanghai, particularly.
And this technology, this for those that may not be familiar with it, I mean, it's what allows you to actually match up the texture of the product with the image of the product so that you can give it a wood grain or you can give it some kind of stone variation that matches the images of the product. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's right. Bringing basically a great deal of realism to the surfaces of laminate flooring products, enhancing the appealing to consumers and increasing the value of the product and the price point into the high end. And that's why these technologies are so relevant nowadays, where we live in a commoditized industry where everybody has the same type of products, the same type of glueless systems, and the market environment is very adverse. Then you need something that can help you to distinguish yourself and differentiate from the rest of the competitors. These technologies are critical and instrumental to do that. That's why it's so important, the fact that FAUST Group owns these technologies in terms of patents, protecting them, as well as a worldwide portfolio. And China is a threat for any given additional value product that can be brought here with some sort of dumping approach. So we are preventing that from happening. FAUST is the only company with a plant in China, or laminate flooring, in the global arena where we have plants in not only Europe and the North American market, but also in Asia. And we are the only company manufacturing lemon fluorine, again, through our joint venture, Faust Shanghai, in China, in Shanghai, with embossing register and bevel features that are brought by ourselves, Faust Group Inc., in the North American market. This is giving us a great edge over the competition. That is not only because we are the only company having these product lines manufactured in China in connection with other global manufacturing capabilities, but also they are brought to our customers at a fraction of the cost because of the efficiencies that we find for certain type of products like embossing register and bevel in China. Yeah. Now, not only we are the only company doing this, but now we have patents in China, and a court has sent a very strong message to all the Chinese companies or other companies wanting to manufacture or do this in China, which is they need to respect Faust patents. They cannot manufacture this product without a license and authorization from Faust Group. And this is only part of the battle in the Chinese territory. Always we have the U.S. where we can do additional litigation for infringing products of embossing register bevel, as we have done it in the past against Mohawk, Unilean, and other companies. And thanks God we settle because of the value of the patents in an amicable way, but we can reinstate that litigation against any importer from this Chinese product without authorization from Faust or without a license from Faust. And at the same time, always we have the last resort, which is the ITC, another tool that Unilean did in the past. We are more innovative in this approach by going directly to the source of the problem, going to China, but also being able to act legally in the U.S. And the ITC is only to protect imports in the U.S. What we are doing in China, shut down the factory in China. You cannot sell it even in China or outside China, not only in the U.S., but also in Europe or the rest of the worldwide markets. So that's why this is a very unique and innovative legal approach that is part of our licensing program in China and part of the global licensing program that we have worldwide, including in the U.S.
And in the past, the only way to really protect against this would be to try to block this freight from coming over here. But, I mean, by this ruling, you're like you say, finally, and this is what I think really makes it a milestone, the Chinese government is actually honoring the intellectual properties and saying that, yes, indeed, you do own that and they have to stop making it.
Absolutely. The Chinese officials have realized that they need to work with companies at the international scope with ramifications domestically in China that are asserting intellectual property rights and patents. They have been very active in the patent office itself in China. They have been very active at the core level enforcing intellectual property. And we are one of the few companies with a global approach to intellectual property, in the case Faust associated to embossing register and bevel, that is being using this innovative situation where the Chinese, in the past, well known because of not respecting these laws, are wanting more and more time to respect it from a double perspective. Not only government officials are prepared to recognize international law and apply it domestically and support companies whenever, from wherever they come from. In this case, we have a global projection, but also we have a presence in China. But also the manufacturers and the players in the industry are recognizing this particular situation, and they are approaching Faust, signing license agreements for embossing register and bevel in China for sales in China or other export markets, in the same way that they had done it in the past with the Ballinger's and Unilean's glue systems. But now the Chinese understand the value of additional features in the surfaces so they can be more competitive, but also they realize that there is a law that they need to embrace. They have started doing so with the glueless, and they are following the course with embossing register and the bevel. And this is a great development that the Chinese court at Shanghai is confirming the validity of our claims before infringing parties, and they are recognizing our patents, they are recognizing our rights, and this is a great development in connection with our actions that we will be taking against importers in the U.S. of Chinese goods without a license agreement or authorization from FAUS.
Well, I got to take my hats off to you for even filing this suit. I think you filed this suit against the Hongjiao Singular and the, I can't even pronounce these names, but I mean, you filed it back in the fall, and you had to have thought back then that the likelihood that you were going to win was probably low, not that you weren't right, but just because in the past they hadn't really honored these things. So congratulations to you for pursuing this and being victorious in it.
Thank you, and this is only one more element of a bigger picture where we are very active reinforcing our intellectual property in North America, especially with our patents on embossed and registered and bevel. We have done litigation before on it in the U.S.
That's right.
In Europe. Mm-hmm. In both cases, we had recognition of our patents through settlements agreement. And now we are litigating also in China as a general commitment to a global strategy on intellectual property to protect our products and our customers, which is even more important. We approach with a meaningful element to support and enhance our business, not only to do intellectual property strategy for the sake of it. So we are very happy because it's coming to a good moment where our global effort is bigger than ever in that avenue.
You have a pretty good batting average. I think with most of these cases you bring, you actually prevail, don't you?
Well, if you are determined and you are focused and you have a strong patent portfolio, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, it's a matter of having the same direction consistently across the board. And this is what we are doing in every single territory where we have patent rights on our laminar fluorine high-end surface technologies.
Mm-hmm.
And this is more meaningful now than in the past, not only because the patent portfolios are evolving, are growing, are getting stronger if you can nurture them in the proper way, but also the industry is getting mature about this kind of technologies, and people is looking for additional value. But mm-hmm. people also has achieved over the past years the conclusion that you have to have protected features with licensed agreements in order to have certainty, not to open the Pandora box to a situation where we have been seeing in the past very, very much litigation on it, and it's distracting to the business.
Mm-hmm.
So we love to be open to license to any company, both in China and North America, but also we are very, very, very focused at this meaningful moment to reinforce and assert our patents to those parties that are not respecting the intellectual property. We do respect it. We have licensed ourselves with Ballinger and Junlin, major groups of glueless systems. So we are asking for the same kind of respect to the rest of the industry. And this is, again, another development. The FAUS is serious about it. We are not afraid to assert our intellectual property. We are not afraid to prove the validity of our patents and patent portfolios worldwide, and this is part of it.
Right. Well, Juan, I appreciate you giving us the update on this. Yeah, congratulations again. You have been listening to Juan Flores, who's president of FAUS Floors, one of the leading suppliers of laminate flooring worldwide, and you've been listening to FloorDaily.net.